It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in the comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. So today's episode is going to be a unique one. I wanted to do this today to pay tribute to my amazing mother who passed away last week. And I wanted to take some time to share some of the really incredible lessons that I have learned from being blessed to have her as my mother. So the first thing that I have learned is really the importance of family. You know, my mother always put family first, and she would do anything for her family. And for me, that has really stuck with me, and having that family support and that tight-knit family unit really is everything. So what I get from that is the power of relationship, the power of connection. And, you know, you have your family that you're born into, but then you also have the family that you create through living your life and the friendships and relationships that you build. So taking the time in your life to nurture those relationships, to nurture those friendships, to nurture the relationships with your family members and the family that you've created, really, I think, should be top priority in our lives, because that is what is going to be the most meaningful. At least that's how I'm feeling, is that is what really matters, is those relationships that you've built. And, you know, what you're going to leave behind in the world when you're gone. So taking time to let the people in your life know how you feel, to let the people in your life know that you care, to truly be present, to make your relationships a priority, to not be afraid to be vulnerable and to let people see who you really are, to form, you know, deeper relationships, deeper connection. That is really, you know, when it comes down to it, what I think it's all about. I think it's all about relationships, community, connection, and love. And love that you have from your family and your friends, and also the love that you have for yourself. So, you know, looking at my mother, you know, you have that unconditional love. But ultimately, I think that also is teaching you how to love yourself. So those are some, you know, of the big things that I'm grateful to have learned from my amazing mother. Now, another thing that a valuable lesson that I've learned from my mother is to stand up for yourself. So I've always been a bit of, to be honest, a little bit of a pushover in some situations. And, you know, I've even been told, you know, you're too nice and things like that. And my mother has always guided me to stand up for myself. And I think that is so important that we all know our worth and that, you know, you can be compassionate and loving, but also you need to have healthy boundaries, and you need to make sure that you're respecting yourself and that you're expecting others in your life to respect you as well. So thank you, Mom, for teaching me to stand up for myself. That was a big one in my life. I've also learned the wonderful blessing of curiosity and the love of travel. So I grew up traveling, exploring the world. My parents loved traveling, and that is something that I'm so grateful for, because that sense of wonder and excitement and curiosity and fun that comes with travel and exploring different cultures is really just such a rich experience. And experiences like that, you know, stay with you. So I have so many wonderful memories of travel with my mother and with my father, with my family. So I'm extremely grateful for that. Now, another thing that I have learned is the power of really living each day to its fullest. And with my mom's diagnosis and the everything that we've gone through together as a family over the past 4.5 years, and now with her passing, it just reaffirms to me that each day is a gift, and to not take things for granted, to live each day to its fullest. So if there's anything that you've been waiting on that is meaningful, it is time to stop waiting. It is time to start living your life to the fullest today. And that is just an incredibly valuable lesson in a way that I really want to live my life, and I want to show my kids to live that way as well. And then lastly, you know, I've learned about courage and strength. And she was so courageous and strong throughout her life, and you know, throughout the past 4.5 years, and it really has been such an inspiration to me, and I'm so grateful for that. So you know, this whole experience the past week has been a roller coaster of emotions. That said, what I strongly feel is a sense of love and gratitude for all the time that I had with my mother. And I'm so blessed for the family that she has built with my father. And I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you to her. Thank you for all of the wonderful memories. And I hope that, you know, audience listening now feels inspired to go out and to show those in your life that you care and that you are making your family and your loved ones a priority, and to live today to its fullest. Truly, today is a blessing. So until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.